Motorist to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Virtual reality technology is one of the ways that we can protect our planet. Leash Offaly Educational Training Board is using VR equipment to train their retrofit apprentices. It cuts down on the amount of materials that were being wasted. Bevan Kennedy is the Enterprise Engagement Officer with LOETB.
Our VR headset is part of our retrofit training programme, so it's about installing some of the practical measures without using any materials. So it's part of our circular economy philosophy, but it's also about teaching the learner how to install insulation, air tightness, could be ventilation as well. So they have a headset and they have the hand pieces, and they might be using a drill, they might be installing some tape, or like I say, they might be putting in some ventilation system. But it's just kind of giving them that real life experience without wasting material, and some site practice essentially as well.
She says there's a number of different trades that can use this technology.
Yeah, so Waterford Wexford ETB initially commissioned and designed this software. They've now shared that out with all of the centres of excellence for NZEB around the country, and it's something that we bring into our training. We're looking at different ways and different technologies for improving the learner experience as well. So we also have machine simulation on site in Mount Lucas, and we offer a range of training programmes over there. So we have the technology linked up to an iPad here today, but when we have a group of learners in the training centre, for example 6 or 8 learners, we have the technology linked up to a television, and we're able to monitor what they're doing, but we're also able to offer assistance in terms of where they're at in the programme and what stage they're at. We've also integrated this software on our NZEB and Retrofit School programme, and the mobile training unit is out around the country engaging TY 5th and 6th year students in encouraging them to look at construction as a career.
But what if you're a bit of a technophobe? Can you still use it?
So we have a range of different people interacting with this technology on a weekly basis, and we have enough tutor support there that if someone is feeling apprehensive, we're able to essentially hold their hand and guide them through the process. That's the idea of having the backup on the iPad and also the television. So young or old, people are able to embrace this technology and benefit from it.
What is it like to use?
I was putting in a window.
And how did you get on with it?
I thought I did well anyways.
And what was it like wearing the headset?
It hurts after a while, yeah. You can feel the weight, it's like a brick in front of your eyes.
And did you feel like you were actually putting in the window?
Yeah. It's a great piece of technology.
And it's difficult to use, or do you find it easy?
Easy, yeah.
And is construction here something you might consider going into?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
What are you hoping to do?
Well, electrician is what I'd like to do.
Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and Offaly Green Party Senator Pippa Hackett has also been testing out the VR equipment.
Oh wow, I think I did VR many years ago and I can't even remember what I did, but that was really it's a very surreal experience. I actually managed to fit a window, would you believe, and I screwed it in and I put the expandable foam around the outside, and I got a thumbs up for the job. But really, really interesting experience. And look, the work that they're doing over Mount Lucas is amazing. I have been there a number of times. You know, they're training upwards of like 2,000 people a year, upskilling. And this is the way it's going. This is the way construction sector is going. This way building is going. And it's great to see, you know, people engage with that, and young people as well.
For more details on virtual reality technology, see ourstoprotect.ie. And Midlands 103 also has a fact sheet with more information on VR on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.